This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Main Street, Lewistown, Montana. Population 6,000. Lined by an old-fashioned soda shop, a pharmacy, a barber shop, a movie house, and lots of jewelry stores. It's an American small town. But there's one unexpected feature in Lewistown, a creek that runs right under Main Street. As part of our series, Mapping Main Street, independent producers Ann Hepperman and Kara Oler traveled around the country documenting some of the nation's 10,000 main streets. In Lewistown, they met Felicia Allers, a recent high school graduate who gave them a tour of her town.
Main Street's the only place where there is people in this town. If you drive on the other streets, it's like dead. Where is everyone Main Street? It's the only street that there is to do anything on. Yeah. Dalton! Find something to do!
Hello, my name is Felicia Allers. I'm 18 years old and I grew up in Lewistown, Montana.
Jacob! I know people in this town, so I just yell at them. I talk to them.
Okay. These buildings are old. The one right on the corner down there's been here since, like, 1914. And there's 1904 on that one.
Hi, Pete! It's going. How are you?
That's Pete.
See ya!
If you're sitting on a bench in Lewistown, like, you'll just end up meeting some kind of people to have a conversation with. That's just what happens. You just sit on the bench and someone will come along.
Are you guys playing Pong tonight?
Yeah.
I spent all my money on a 30 last night, but you want to play? I want to come over.
I don't know.
Devin, you love me. Devin.
All right.
Yeah? I can come over?
Yes. I pretty much just play beer pong every night, though. That's what I do. And I always win. Well, no, I lied. I don't, but I did last night.
Main Street has actually really good businesses, though. There's a few little shops that are pretty neat, I guess, for a small town.
I'm Joanne Bristol, and we're in Moccasin Mountain Art Gallery, Lewistown, Montana. We sell Yogo sapphires here. They are mined about 45 miles west of Lewistown.
Everything's about Yogo here. Apparently you can't find them anywhere else but here.
Princess Diana, you know, her ring was a Yogo.
I know old ladies love them.
I think every woman in Lewistown probably has one. At least she should.
Hi, Renee.
Do you have a Yogo?
I do, but I'm not wearing it.
See there?
I never understood the importance of it. Because I don't care about sapphires, really. Like, I make my necklaces out of hemp, so. Long time no see, buddy.
Hey.
What's up, BJ? The Moose and then the Elks Club are, like, the two places where, like, I think older middle-aged people go and drink. And they do it for more of a social thing than to get drunk, I think.
Buddy.
No, oh, come on, Jackie. Go change that.
After 10 o'clock, this place be just bumping.
Kurt Fossman.
The Moose Lodge is actually, it started out as a men's club. And over the years, of course, it progressed. Now we've got the women of the Moose, and they're probably more powerful than men sometimes. Let me introduce you some people.
My name is Joanne McCumber.
Tommy McCumber.
Tom got hit on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Main Street.
Coming to the Moose.
And he'd been playing pool.
I was drunker than a billy goat. I was coming over here to make her take me home.
I was barmaiding here.
Walked all the way down here to the, on crutches.
So on crutches, because he's only got one leg.
Oh, I have an artificial leg.
And a lady went around the corner without stopping at the stop street and ran right over him.
Backed over up him to see who the heck she hit. You know?
Run over and backed over.
By a school bus driver.
Small town, Montana. Did you see the creek?
The creek actually runs underneath the Brooks Building, the Montana Tavern. You can go into the Montana Tavern, and as you walk in the front door, take a left-hand turn, and the creek's right there. You can look down and see it. Jim cut a hole in there so people could look in there.
He fished through the floor while he was busy.
Tony Van Kuyken, we're on Main Street at the Montana Tavern. Is that it?
David Collison.
My name is Casey Bogle, and I'm so not ready to tell you where I'm at.
People used to come in here and after the bar closed and float down the river and come up here and steal booze.
They went through and crawled up into it and got into the bar.
Stole a little liquor.
I've never been into it. So.
I haven't either. I'm scared.
It's not that bad. Like, there's just, like, there's rats on there. So if you're, like, get freaked out by rabid animals kind of person, I survived and I've done it, like, 5 times. So I think it'll be fine.
Are you ready?
We are standing at the entrance to Spring Creek's Float Under Town. Well, there's water snakes, so beware. Like, just don't freak out, like, and tip your inner tube over and drown or something, because there are snakes in the creek.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay, you okay there?
I don't like bugs.
Here, here, here.
There's the tavern. Wait.
Look at him, honey.
Hello.
Down there, can you see him?
The visiting doesn't look deep enough down there for you people to be.
Oh, it is. So it's really gross, though. Mikey! It's Pizza Hut delivery boy. I work with him. I really had this plan, which is kind of far-fetched, but I want to get rid of all my possessions that I don't need or that don't mean anything to me and kind of just, like, hitchhike. I don't know. I got my backpack, I got my sneakers, and I got my smokes, and that's really, I think, all I need to go anywhere.
Well, Felicia Allers did end up leaving town. Right now, she's hitchhiking across Montana and Idaho. Mapping Main Street is produced by Kara Oler, Ann Hepperman, Jesse Chapins, James Burns, and Ian Gray. Mapping Main Street is an initiative of AIR, the Association of Independents and Radio, Incorporated, with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. To contribute your own photos and stories of Main Streets, you can visit www.mappingmainstreet.org.